You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. What a bright and lovely Friday. The skies are actually clear. I'm speaking to action coach Jeevan Sahadevan on targeting better prospects. And this is our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
Now,
according to Jeevan, this is fish where the big fish are. And so what do you mean by targeting better prospects? And why is this important?
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. It's all about targeting your best buyers versus all buyers. Very often what businesses actually do is that they target just about anyone out there that they can target. If it's business to consumer, then it's in terms of their retail clients, individuals, they'll target just about any individual that can actually walk into their shop. If it's B2B, you're looking at just about any business out there that can come and buy from you. That's a very wide scope. And the challenge with that is when you target all buyers, you're not maximizing your efforts or your strategy. Simply put, let me put it this way. Best buyers basically buy more, buy faster, and buy more often. So if you actually know who your best buyers are, you know who are better prospects for you, you'll start bringing in customers who will buy more from you, buy more often from you, and buy faster.
All right.
And this is very, very key because it makes every sense and every strategic effort of yours to go out there and figure out who are the best buyers for your business.
Most companies would have a target audience.
Yes, they would have target markets. And having a target market is one thing. But knowing from your target markets who are your best buyers is something completely different. And that's so what we're going to do today is we're going to look at four steps. There are four steps on how you can actually target better prospects. So I'll take you through these four steps. And for our listeners out there, when they start implementing these four steps, they will start attracting better prospects and better buyers. So they go for their best buyers. And throughout the session, I will actually share as we go along, again, why and how this is very, very important. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the first one. First step. The first step is chunk your market. So that's step one, chunk your market. Now, again, what do I mean by that? By chunk your market, it simply means this. Divide your target market into various chunks. Most businesses will tend to look at just one chunk or two or three chunks. As an example, I was talking to a car salesman, and I asked him, I said, who's your target market? He said, given anyone who wants a car. You see, so that's a very generalized statement, and that's how he's viewing his business. And I said, well, let me give you an example of several different groups that are not your target market. People below the age of 18, someone who's just bought a car in the last 6 months, someone who doesn't have a driving license, and so on and so on. So I just kept coming up with all these different categories of and classes of people in that just wasn't his target market. And he thought, wow, I never thought of it like that. So when you look at it as an overall generalized target market, your marketing message is also diluted.
So, for example, in this case, the car salesman would say, okay, I'm looking at a target audience of people who are 18 and they're
that's
looking
right.
at the secondhand car because the father's not willing to pay so
that's
much.
That's one
for,
target market. And that's just one target
and
market.
And then you can
correct.
Position your marketing
correct.
Efforts in that direction.
Correct. So that's one chunk.
Okay.
So that would, let's say, let's call that chunk A. Then the second chunk would be young executives. And they're in early business. So that means they've just started their careers. Another one could be alpha executives. These are guys who are very driven, very successful. They want very different cars. And again, see, if you look at this, these are all different chunks. So when you mark to an alpha executive versus a young executive, you're completely different messages. Because affordability comes up, class of car, type of car, speed, all these issues actually come up. Another example I can give you is, let's say you're an ad agency. Now, if you're an ad agency, of course, you're targeting corporates. But again, to say that I'm an agency, my target market is corporates, is very generalized. So within corporates, I would ask this question, all right, what types of corporates would make a useful chunk to you? So maybe pharmaceuticals, maybe retail, corporates that have a lot of retail business, maybe corporates that are in the food industry. You see, so these chunks of target market is the first step in targeting better prospects. So the first step in targeting bad prospects is ensuring that you've thought about it and now you've broken it into various chunks. And it doesn't matter how many chunks you've broken it into as long as that chunk is a class of prospects. So for people who are business to consumer, they would look at the chunks of individuals, the type of people. Whereas business to business would look at chunks of industries or the various types of companies out there. So that's step one. Step two, now step two is an interesting one. Step two, I call it Jeevan's golden question. So what's Jeevan's golden question? Once you know your chunk, you've got to ask Jeevan's golden question. And here's the golden question. Where do I find them in the highest concentration? This is such a powerful question.
Okay. What does it mean and what's an example of the highest concentration? Okay.
Well, now that you've identified your chunk, so I'm assuming once they've done step one, they've identified their chunk, and let's pick a chunk. Let's say one of the chunks that you want to sell to are lawyers. You want to sell to lawyers. So using my golden question, where do I find them in the highest concentration? Where would you find lawyers in the highest concentration?
Okay. These are tricky. The bar council, of course.
The bar council. The bar council would be an example, law functions, law seminars and events, all sorts of things. And that's where you'd find lawyers in the highest concentration. Mm. Let's take business owners. This is an interesting one because often someone comes and tells me, okay, look, my chunk is a business owner. All right, where would you find business owners in the highest concentrations? A company secretary. Secretaries and auditors, they've got a whole bunch of business owners in their entire database. Printers are always selling to business owners and so on. Let's look at B2C. Let's look at if your target market or your chunk was parents. Now, where would you find parents in the highest concentration? Schools, PTAs, parent-teacher associations. And that is, this is a very critical part because the first step is chunking your market. Second step is thinking, getting your thinking faculty, your thinking process geared down the road of highest concentration. Why? The answer is because of leverage. See, leverage is everything. That's the answer, leverage. And when you sell to the highest concentration, your chances of a hit is extremely high. Chances of multiple hits is even higher. So if you were to imagine if you did a joint workshop with the bar council, for the lawyers, I mean, your chance of being in front of your audience where all the fish are, that's fantastic. I mean, let's use the analogy of a fisherman. If a fisherman is going to fish, one of the most important things he can do is find out where the fish are. First and foremost, which areas of the river or which areas of the sea have got higher concentrations of fish. And second, of course, bigger fish.
Where the big fish are.
That's right. Where the big fish are. Or in some people's case, fish where the fish are. And that's it. Then that's quite critical because you can't do this. You can't do step two until you've done step one. So step one is critical. So you've done step one now. You've chunked your market into, let's say, 27 chunks. Then for each of the chunks, you ask my golden question. Where do I find them in the highest concentration?
And of course, you know, we could also ask where the highest concentration of politicians. I'm speaking to Action Coach Jeevan Sahadevan in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.